CJLO, 1690 AM, not only on the number one radio station in Montreal, thanks to all of you voting in Cult Montreal's Best of Montreal 2025, but also because I did one thing. I am your number one straightness advisor, so everyone be advised on that. I'll give you all the information you need on how to properly act like a straight person. This is apparently my new job. And you know what? I'm fine with it. You have worse options in the, as I'll loosely call it, manosphere space. I'm not even a sex trafficker like the another Andrew I could mention in this area. I'm just saying. Not saying, just saying. I'm here with Louder Temper, who I've just roped into being a part of my stance on weird things. We just played a track by them, Psychosis, off of their album, their first album, their debut album, their album which is going to be having a release show party here on the 22nd,
right,
at Foofs.
Yeah.
How right. did you guys choose the other bands that are going to be playing with you?
Well, it's yeah,
throw up my hands.
Yeah, because we all have our role in the band. So my role is to find shows and to book with the other band. So that's why
I'm dealing with the marketing side.
Yeah, right.
And
two business people in the band. That's crazy.
I'm also dealing with drafting, sketching songs. I have my I'm probably the only one having my personal home studio. So
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
For the other band, we it's every time complicated because you know we have some songs which are really metal, other which are more rock and roll. I mean hard rock. So it's every time complicated to find a band which is gonna fit with us. So I just contacted Phil because I knew you know Phil, so one of my friends, and he told me that he had a band, so I tried to listen up. So yeah, why not? We'll see. His drummer contacted me because he had another band, which is called Screaming Demons, and this band was more punk. So I was like, why not? And the last band, so we have first Screaming Demons. After that, Skullgorg, Screaming Demons, and Exocet. And Exocet, they just contacted me on Facebook. So I just said, yeah, why not? Here we go. So
it's more like a actual, like, varied set of bands that you have, like, varied genres going on.
Yeah, but we wanted also bands where only a woman singer.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, no, we didn't want that. But we wanted that to do that one day. Mm. And it was pure
coincidence
to have that. So we just said, okay, let's do it. So it's going to be a show with only woman singer.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That is like, it's weird because on one hand, and normally if there was your lead singer was here, I would probably throw out this question as kind of like a joke type of thing, which is like, I would do a whole thing saying like how the makeup of your band is different, obviously, in metal and rock, and then I would probably turn to the two of you and be like, what's it like to be a man in metal? Because I'm sure any interview she's done, she's gotten what it's like to be a woman in metal, which is weird because on one hand I understand, like, I mean, you're talking about how, and I think that's very cool that like it's an all women show, but at the same time, like, we all should just be like, oh, okay, that's like a thing that happens.
Yeah, true.
It feels weird to like have to say that in an excited way, right?
It was staggering at La Causerie, like the contest for Hog La Cause. We were the only band with a female front woman.
Yeah,
like other bands had women into them, but they were not like fronting. They were not the main singer. It was like playing instruments or back vocals or whatever, but we were the only band that had a woman as a fronting person, which I think was very I thought it was more usual than that, honestly. I didn't thought, like, out of 15 bands we were the only one.
I do find that in Montreal, like, just going to shows versus other places I've been, like other cities I've been to for shows, there is a larger number of women participating in the hard rock metal scene,
right,
which is good, frankly, because like, if nothing else, and here's a tip on straightness, everyone, all you straight dudes out there, in metal, maybe take a shower. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
So there's that element going on. But it also, like, I think that when you have a scene that has different faces in it, you have a better, stronger, more interesting, if nothing else, scene. So, like, yeah, it's always makes me kind of feel good to go out to shows in Montreal and see a better, like, not just me reflected back at myself.
Yeah, but I think also all the people think that if you have a woman who is singing, it's not going to be the same thing, you know? And I was like that when we started the band. I remember I said to Paul and Mark, oh, guys, maybe it should be great if it's a guy, you know, because the voice will be a bit different, you know? Mm. And I was so wrong, you know? I know now that I was wrong about that because I can listen up MC and she's amazing. And it brings a different kind of music to our... It brings a different sound.
It brings something that a guy would never be able to
bring. Right. So we think also it's good to put that in front that we need more women in music.
But
in metal music.
Yeah. In the world, like worldwide metal, I think there's more and more and more and more women-based bands than before.
I think that's
right. And I think it's a great thing.
Yeah,
agreed. Honestly. Yeah.
And they're very talented. And
right.
Gifted, like... And I don't know. I think it's probably a minority of guys that just thinks like we should keep between men and just.
I mean, I hope so. Because like, why do you want it? Why again?
Yeah.
Showers, everyone.
Stop throwing your beer in the air.
Really, honestly,
nobody likes that.
We don't. And stop being shirtless at shows, everyone. It's okay. Like I know it's warm now, but we don't need to be. Guys. Guys, I beg you. We don't need to be shirtless at shows, okay? I don't need your sweat even on my hand, okay? Let's just keep it together, all right? Just keep it together. Well, speaking of keeping it together, album release show, 22nd, Fuss.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for stopping by. What should I play here to end this off? What do you think would be a good ending track for,
Final Boss?
For people?
Like, yeah. It's in the name, I think.
Yeah, Final Boss. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Do you want to play first time?
For one penny.
Yeah, for the first time. It has never been played through a radio.
Yeah, if you have it, you can play for one penny. That's the one we're gonna pitch with the album.
Yeah, right.
All right. Here, hand me this thing. Actually, you know, wait. Do I have? I downloaded this already. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this the hard way when I could do it the easy way? You know why? Because live radio, that's
right.
That's how it goes. While I do this, why don't you tell people how much are tickets for the show? I've forgotten already.
So 15 online and 20 at the door.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're going to have a bunch of merch. And
We can talk about that pretty quickly because we just have to tell some people that all the merch that we have is made 100% here.
In Quebec.
In Quebec. So even the CDs. The
CDs are made in Quebec City.
Yeah. It's made it here, not the plastic maybe, but all the print and even the image are made here. We have shirts which have been made handmade, all the image.
By the printing.
The printing, right, have been made here in Montreal. So it's important for us to have this kind of merch.
Shop local mentality.
Right.
Yeah, it's like you have to help local
all the scene,
stores
yeah.
and industry. That's definitely like...
That's another thing too is like, it for something like AI art, it makes me extra upset because it's like, your scene is more than just your band. It's everyone that could be around it. Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. True. I got into a thing with AI here at the end. I'm sorry.
I wanted to avoid Taurus anyway.
Well, everyone, go check out Louder Temper on the 22nd at Fuss. They already told you how much it is.
Yeah, 15:20, 7 p.m. And then see you there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Thank you guys for joining me. And for everyone else here, here is an exclusive for one penny for you, CJLO, 1690 AM. Enjoy. We'll be back with an interview with the Festival Lord organizer after this and after the top of the hour.